Well, Rawlich is doing that.
Log Talk Radio.
I've outsourced my process.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You need to judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. And live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Before any discussion can happen at all. Okay, here we go.
And
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We'll chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Wait a second. I know I've got it here somewhere.
You're looking for me. You can't miss me.
Jay Kaplan is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here as usual. Lots of fun.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I think we got some wacky stuff going on right here in the old broadcast studio. Yeah, that would be a little better. Now I even forgot where I am, Jay. I think we got a problem here.
That's all right. Overdoing it's okay.
Yeah, I guess I overdo it most of the time, but
not overeating, now, right?
Exactly. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, and yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Well, I don't know why this one is now, because we were doing this earlier in the month. Today's National Girl Scout Day. Well, we did our Girl Scout cookie drive earlier in the month. Today is National Plant a Flower Day. World Kidney Day, okay. But then again, as you can tell, if you are watching Jay and I on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you will notice that neither one of us has a problem with anorexia. We've both beat it. Today, are you ready for this one, Jay? You probably already know this because I know that you're up on all of the celebrations every single day. But I don't know if you're up on this one. Today's National Scallops Day.
Oh, right. I love scallops.
Baked scallops.
Any way you want to, even raw.
Really?
Have you done
I've never
raw?
Had raw scallops.
Yeah. No, it's better than you think. Raw, depending on what it's in, what kind of juice and stuff like that. But
okay.
Ceviche type, or.
I thought even ceviche, I thought it was cooked. I don't know.
Well, it's cooked in the acid of the lime or the whatever.
Okay. So here is one other, because we don't broadcast live on Saturdays, so every once in a while we have to look ahead. Saturday.
Yeah.
National Pie Day.
Oh, I'm in.
Right now.
Yeah. Do they call in to your show to sign up for that?
No, we don't even have it. We're not doing a broadcast that day.
Wow.
But here's the downside of it. 3.1417. Right, National Pie Day, PI, not PIE.
Oh,
3.1. So, but I do know I got my message. Having beaten anorexia, I did get my message from my friends over at Polly's Pies, and they are having specials on National Pie Day.
Well, isn't that the number of pies that you have to eat?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's do it. Let's make
Okay, we can do that one. Let's take a look at the markets. I don't know if we want to take a look at the markets. I think I got vibrations going in my head. I don't think my chair is vibrating today. Well, maybe not. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Are you ready? It's down 2,131 points. S&P 500 down 226 points. NASDAQ down 662 points. Oil is down $1.48 a barrel. That's probably the cause of most of these problems right now. A lot of people don't want to understand that. There is a global war going on, a price war, not a shooting war, between Saudi Arabia and Russia. And it's catching up. A lot of the people in the whole world are getting caught in it. But what effect does that have on you and me? Well, national average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.32.5. Here in Calizuela, $3.39.9, $1.07 a gallon, more than the national average. If you go back to America, go to Texas, $2.01 for a gallon of gasoline. That sounds like a much better option to me. Look around, it's amazing when you look at the map of gas prices. If you go down along the south, that's where the gas prices are really strong. Texas, 201, Oklahoma, 202, Kansas, 209, Missouri, 205, Arkansas, 208, Louisiana, 206, Mississippi, 204, Alabama, 207. Are you noticing all of these are in the low twos? Now, if I were to go to Washington, they're over $3 a gallon. Oregon's almost three. All of the, it's funny because this map, they use the colors that are backwards from the political maps. Hawaii, very, very Democrat. They've got a lot of refineries in Hawaii. That's why their gas prices are almost the same as ours are here, right? That's $3.53 in Hawaii. If you go to, New York, they're above the national average. If you go to Pennsylvania, they're above the national average. All these places, Idaho, everyone's above the national average. Seems to be the coasts, the upper eastern seaboard. Do you know what's along the upper eastern seaboard? Oh, yeah. I won't go there. I wonder what that Bernie's home state is, because some people still have the burn. Yeah, that's above the national average also, 249.1. Just throw that out there for you. Going to go back and take a look more at the markets for you because we want to talk about the markets. That's going to be a lot of what I chat about today because I have told you this before. I told you months and months ago that we were heading in this direction. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 0.786. That is what's really hurting our seniors, right? Because they live off of fixed income. And as the 10-year treasury drops, they don't have a whole lot of income coming in when you've got a 10-year treasury that's paying next to nothing. You know, when you go to Germany and put your money there, they're a little bit better than, a little lower than we are, just a little lower, 0.735. Italy finally dropped. They're at they went up about half a percent today. 1.73 if you go to Italy. Although, if you go to Italy, you don't get to come back because they keep you there. Spain, 0.46. The UK, 0.27. Japan, 0.069 on the negative side. So Germany's negative. Japan is negative interest rates. So here's the facts, and it's not something that we can really debate. Jay's been around since the Great Depression, so he was just a teenager back then. Jay, you probably agree, and then just so you know, Jay and I agree on absolutely nothing politically, but we can actually still sit at the same table and have a cup of coffee together.
We both agree on the food.
But Jay, have you ever known a time when the markets did not overreact?
Never.
Right. They always overreact.
Well, they got so many day traders and things like that, and that's based strictly on emotion rather than. Now, this downturn is obviously, it's predictable.
Sure.
So it's not a real surprise, and, you know.
And we're going to see, and I'm going to tell you this, that it's how you need to look and see. Number one, if you have extra money, wait a little while. Don't invest it right now. Wait a little while until the markets settle. Because the next round of earnings are going to be significantly worse than they are today. They're going to be worse. Why? Because people are not going out. They're not going out to eat. There's a fear factor that is really covering the market. You're going to see people that work in stadiums and aren't going to get a paycheck. You go to Angel Stadium, I know. I don't go to a lot of the others, but I know Angel Stadium, it's mostly seniors that are the ushers, right? They're not going to be going to work. You know, the NBA has indefinitely suspended all of their games. So their ushers are not going to work. Their food servers are not going to work. Anaheim had some conferences that were canceled. The restaurants that support those conferences, they already bought their food, and they're not going to have any customers coming in. They're not going to have anybody coming in that's going to be eating in those restaurants. So the issue is the earnings are going to feel this effect. So we want to wait a little bit. I told you that we were going to be going into a recession. It just happened a little quicker than what I told you was going to happen or when it would happen. But how does this filter through to the real estate market? How does this filter into the refinance market? Because I hear so many places saying, refinance, refinance, refinance. And I'm going to tell you that with 100% certainty, home loan strategy is always, always, always better than cheap rates. Get the right strategy. So if you go out and go online today and take out a mortgage, you're not getting the right strategy. That happened 2 weeks ago was the right pricing. Why? Well, all of the investors got this wave of people coming in and restructuring their home loans. I can't tell you how busy our lending team is right now. Everybody's on mandatory overtime. So what do and we don't have control over pricing, right? We're just peons. But the people that do have control over pricing, what do? This is America. It's called supply and demand. When demand goes up and you don't have enough supply, pricing goes up. So even though the 10-year treasury is down right now, the investors are saying, you know something, we've got so much business right now, we need to throttle that business. How do they throttle business? And I've shared this with you many, many times in the scope of politics, and it's something that's a big difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats like to spend more. The solution is to finance a better way, right? I would have to say, even though I despise every policy Nancy Pelosi's ever come up with, she wants to get to the same success rate that I want to see, I think. My opinion. She wants to get to the same success level. She has a different way of getting there, right? I think it's a free market system. Most of the time you see that the Democrat way is to increase the size of government control. I mean, look at Bernie, right? He thinks government should take over everything. Free college, free healthcare, Medicare for all, free, I don't know, maybe he's got free food and free houses and get rid of all the student loans and $60 trillion in debt. And then he's going to ask Joe Biden tomorrow or Sunday, how is he going to take care of insurance? Well, Bernie's way is just raise taxes on everybody, right, and give everybody insurance. Okay, that's his way. But when you want to raise prices, that's how the investors are slowing down the mortgage market right now. So they've raised the interest rates to people, but the fundamentals don't support that. We've got a 10-year treasury right now that's going down. The yield is going down today, yet the price on the mortgage-backed securities is going down, which means the yield on that is going up. Why would that be? Why are we looking at the 10-year, at the mortgage-backed securities, the bond being down 59 basis points when the yield on the 10-year treasury is down 3? Doesn't make sense. So what's happening? It's very simple. The investors are saying, you know something? If we would rather take less loans and be able to get them going, so they've increased prices. So the strategy is very, very simple. Get your loan application in, get your appraisal done, get your supporting documents in, and then wait. Be patient. I'm going to also share with you, if you've got credit card debt, auto debt, student loan debt. Roll it all in if you've got some equity. That's called strategy because you're going to be able to lock your loan significantly less. Now, here's to prove my point. Last week, we told you that the Freddie Mac 30-year mortgage rate was 3.29. Interest, the 10-year treasury has gone down significantly since last Thursday, yet Freddie Mac mortgage rates went up by 7 basis points to 3.36. Now, that is a baseline rate. You're not, most people aren't going to get that rate. You have to pay points to get that rate. But the fact is it went up this week when the markets are going crazy on the wrong way, the other way. That's called throttling. So the markets are throttling the amount of loans right now. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing. We'll talk more with Jake Kaplan about that when we come back. We're going to also talk about reverse mortgages. Again, strategy over pricing. We'll talk with Jay about that one. Yes, you can still afford a home. Three ways to improve your debt ratio and boost your credit score. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. There we go. All right. A little longer than normal, but
I'll catch up.
People are hurt. Sorry, people are starting to call me.
Yeah, I was getting my ones blowing up there too.
Bomb bomb. Boing boing. So yeah, this guy Tom that I wanted to meet. He does this work for NASA, a NASA contractor. He went to Washington, D.C. for a satellite conference. And he said that there was nobody there. He was supposed to be there all week. He said Boeing rented, like, you know, 10,000 square foot ballroom thing, and there were two people there. SpaceX never showed up. Emails, okay. But wait a minute, Jay. Right there in front of you, what's that to be there? Look at you, you look like shit, Jason. Now you look much better because I'm being hidden by the microphone. I should have brought that little tripod I have instead of all this makeshift shit.
Here we go.
Oops.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So So we've been chatting this morning a little bit about these markets. They are extremely volatile right now. That would be the mortgage market, the stock market, the bond market. Every market is very, very volatile. A lot going on. Unfortunately, we live in a society right now where, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because it is an election year. I don't know the whole story of that part of it. I study markets more than politics. But the issue is if we could get all of our politicians on the same page, working for the betterment of the people, instead of getting a lunatic like Chuck Schumer going out and saying that the president is a moron, right? Whether you believe it or not, I mean, if that's Chuck Schumer's opinion, I mean, I don't have a very high opinion of him anyway, but, you know, it used to be, Jay, you would probably remember this more than me because you remember World War I and World War II and every other war since then. But when we have a major problem in the country, historically, we've been able to put politics aside, and you get the leaders on both sides are at their age instead of their, they act their age, and they look out for the betterment of everybody. And right now, it's just, you know, you look at so many of these guys out there, I don't know, they want their 5 minutes of fame. Worthless, in my opinion. Right? At least Joe Biden's out there being more somber, more, he doesn't remember his name, but he's at least.
Well, I don't remember mine much either.
So. But you're not running for president, Jay.
Right, thank you for reminding me.
You forgot that one. But my point is that, they, you know, after 9/11, whether you agree with what the president did or don't agree with him, the whole country got together fight the fight together. Back to that, right? You know, we would do it with our family, right? You'd get together and you circle the wagons and you work together, come up with compromises. No one seems like they want to compromise on anything anymore. Fascinates me. I mean, you listen to Chuck Schumer in the morning, and then you couldn't have anybody that's more diametrically opposed to the president than Gavin Newsom. And comes out and says he's getting everything he needs. Right? I think they're working together. I don't agree with Gavin Newsom, but he and the president seem to be working together to solve a problem, right? I mean, have you ever seen where it's been this divisive?
I've been told that there have been times in my lifetime when I was younger that it was this divisive. Of course, during the Civil War period, it certainly was this divisive.
Sure.
But from what I remember, no, I've never seen it like this ever.
Yeah, we certainly don't want it to go to the point of where we were at the Civil War, right? That would be horrible. Right, I mean, but, you know, it's the idea here, I mean, I think Jay and I can concur, is don't overreact. The markets, the country's not going anywhere. We're not going to have 130 or 140 million people die from this. It's not going to happen. Right? We've got too good a medical system. Right? I mean, we're going to find more people that are going to get sick. Because
we're trying to get a lot more people that get sick because it's the flu. Lots of people get the flu.
And ironically enough, no matter what the medical people do, in May, it's going to go away. Right? Because
it's going to go away in May.
Well, historically, most of the viruses go away when it starts getting warm.
They're seasonal.
I mean, that's why we're not seeing much of the coronavirus in the southern hemisphere. Right, because it's warm down in Venezuela and Brazil and El Salvador. You know, when the south of the equator, I guess is the right term. Right, it's warmer down there. It's summer down there.
Well, the equator at the equator is probably the warmest, but
right. But the seasons are opposite.
Year around anyway.
Yeah, the seasons are
opposite. Yeah.
Right. So as it gets warmer here, it's going to go away, and hopefully, it'll give our
although Australia.
Yeah, all our medical people are going to be able to have a little bit of time, right? That's the idea, is they'll have some time to hopefully come up with solutions because it's going to come back in the winter, right? Just like the flu does.
Well, yeah, but let's hope we have a vaccine. Now, we have a vaccine for regular flu.
Right.
Sometimes we're a little wrong on which one.
Well, they take it 50%.
But, you know, I always recommend getting the flu shot. I always get it. And I always get the flu, but I'm pretty sure it's a lesser flu than I would have had if I didn't get the shot.
And I don't know, do you get the flu or do you get a cold? Because Because some of
well,
us,
you never know both.
Some of us,
you know,
kind of
I mean, there are ways of telling whether you, you know,
right.
But still.
Exactly. So Jay, I made a bold statement earlier that strategy trumps pricing. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Strategy trumps everything in any business. And, you know, when you're trying to take care of your own home, your own finances with your household board of directors, strategy is it. Period. No matter what, everything else comes only out of the strategy. Now, right now, people are having problems with some of the older people that are living off their either 401s or now they're into a retirement account one way or the other. No matter what it is, that money is increasing or decreasing based on the market.
Sure.
That's it. Some years are going to be fine. You can take your, like they say, 4% or whatever, but I don't think many people can live on 4% unless they've got a huge retirement account.
Right, right.
But, excuse me. But
Jay, you know something? That takes us right back to strategy, right? Because if we had the right strategy,
mm-hmm.
we would have, and it's not like I'm saying this after the fact. I've been saying this for decades. If you are a senior, you keep 12 to 24 months worth of liquidity in a CD or a money market account so that if the market's up or the market's down, it doesn't affect you.
Right. And if you don't have that kind of cash or didn't, or let's say you've got millions. Do you have millions?
Not enough millions. I'm married.
In my dream. Well, you know, and I'm sorry, I don't have a foot. I had millions at one time.
Okay.
I don't anymore. You never know what's going to happen.
Sure.
Okay. You never know. Now, you can say it's only money, and that's from an emotional point of view. That's fine. But those people that have these accounts that they're living on, okay, the money in there is making the money for you. So you're actually, as Phil Walker would say, if you're retired, you are still in business. Your business is that retirement.
Sure.
So if you're in a down year, take money from your home tax-free. Your home is actually increasing in value overall. There's some down years, but overall, take it tax-free from there and leave all of your money in your retirement accounts. Because not only are you going to pay taxes when you take it out, the most important thing is that those dollars are no longer working for you. And that's like selling off part of your business.
That's a great strategy, Jay. I want to talk more about that because that's an important issue. If you're a senior, we're talking about the seniors today. Jay's in here sharing the information. A strategy, right? You've got your biggest asset that gets you zero rate of return, yet you want to sell off something that's going to have a great rate of return in the future. Talk more with Jay Kaplan when we come back. You're listening to Ron Segal Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We are also going to chat a little bit about, yes, you can still afford a home. We'll talk about that one with Jay. And three ways to improve your debt ratio. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsegalradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsegalradio. On Twitter, @ronsegal. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Segal 1 on YouTube. Ron Segal, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
See, I have you and I have your...
So here's my latest biz.
I told you about that, didn't I?
Now, you enjoyed this, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how much does this cost again?
$2,400 a year.
Okay, but my God, it's gotta be worth it, doesn't it?
It offers some things that are pretty cool.
I know that Chris belongs to this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to give more and more seminars and things like that places, and I know I need to be either part of this group or nonprofit, which this makes you, right?
Right.
And save you money to do it, to be able to get to a lot of these places. I wanted to also...
For you, it's better than even Chris or me, because your demographic that you're targeting goes to libraries more than mine.
Exactly. Libraries, senior centers. I doubt if two people go in together on it or something. I guess if you're one company, you could.
Yeah.
So Dale could do this if he wanted to, but he won't. Now, this Tom guy was, you know, because I'm learning a lot from him. I mean, he doesn't know reverse that much, okay? But he sure knows how to talk to people and get loans going, because all these loans he's getting, is they are not from marketing for reverse mortgages. He has his license hanging where these young people are making $50,000 a month just, you know, sitting there. They send out mailers and Facebook ads, and they're getting all kinds of calls, and the calls are not necessary. When they're over 62, they transfer it to him when he's there, and he's only there 1 or 2 days a week, and he's getting all this business. So he came up with this idea for leads. I want to run by you. I don't know if you have.
Okay, anything. Yeah.
But he wants to do it like, I hate to use the word pyramid, but like a pyramid scheme. Now, it's all, as far as I know, it's all legal, because nothing.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio at any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already have your dream home, SLT, Home Digest, 79564. You'll find out exactly what the market knows about your property. You will find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. All you have to do is, they're both free. They're services of Ron Siegel Radio. I give it to you. It's not a cost we pay for it. It's comped to you as a thank you for listening to our broadcasts, as a thank you for being a Ron Siegel Radio participant. Yes, you can afford your own home. Here's the issue, and again, it's strategy. Now is the best time to get involved in owning your own home. I'm going to tell you that for certain right now. Why do I say for certain that now is a great time to own your own home? Interest rates, right? They are amazing right now. Their interest rates are so low that you can't afford to pay cash for a property right now. That just doesn't make sense. Residential real estate market has come roaring out of the gates in 2020. Compared to this time last year, the number of buyers looking for a home is up 20%. The number of homes for sale almost up 10%. The increase in purchasing activity has caused home price appreciation to begin reaccelerating. Many analysts have boosted their projections for price appreciation this year. Whenever home prices begin to increase, there's an immediate concern about how that will impact the ability of Americans to have to purchase a home. That thinking is understandable. We must, however, realize the price is not the only element to the affordability equation. Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American, recently explained, when demand increases for a scarce or limited commodity, like demand increases for a scarce, limited or low supply, think about it that way, prices will rise faster. The difference between houses and other goods is that we buy them with a mortgage. So it's not the actual price that matters, but the price relative to purchasing power. While home prices have risen recently, mortgage interest rates have fallen rather dramatically. At the beginning of last year, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage stood at 4.46. Today, that number is a full percentage point lower. I told you that. 3.36 is the number today. How does a lower mortgage rate impact your monthly mortgage payment? Michael Hyman, a research data specialist for the National Association of Realtors, NAR, explained in a recent report that even though home values have increased over the last year, the monthly cost of owning a home has decreased. Quote, with lower mortgage rates compared to 1 year ago, the payment as a percentage of income fell to 15.5% from 17.1 a year ago. When purchasing a home, the price is not as important as its cost. Today, the monthly expense cost of purchasing the same house you could have purchased last year would be less, or you could purchase a more expensive home for the same monthly expense. Let me look at all aspects of the affordability equation. Prices, wages, and mortgage rates. Calculated the actual numbers in a recent blog post, and I quote, low mortgage rates increase and income growth triggered a 13.5% increase in house buying power compared to the year ago, unquote. Since wages have increased, mortgage rates have dropped historically low levels. This is a great time to buy your first home or a move-up home to be, or a move-up to the home of your dreams, easy for me to say. Tongue-tied. As Tendaya Capvid, chief economist at LendingTree, recently advised, quote, if you are in a point in your life where you're considering buying a home today, it's a better time to buy than 10 years ago. If you can get a mortgage, you're getting much lower interest rates, and it enables you to afford more. Bottom line, if you are thinking about buying a home, now is the time. In fact, I'm going to show you. This is a little bit outdated screen or picture that I'm going to show you right now. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you'll actually be able to see what mortgage rates have done over time. 70s, 8.86%, 80s, 12.7%, in the 90s, 8.12%, the first decade of this century, the 2000s, 6.29%, in the 2010s, 4.07%, and as I mentioned a little earlier, today we're at 3.36%. When we made this slide, it was 3.49%. So take a look at those interest rates over time. They do give you an idea where interest rates have been going. They're going to go lower still. Just watch the rates, get the right strategy. That's the real-time real estate segment. Chatting this morning with Jay Kaplan. So before we went to the last break, Jay brought up a very astute point, and it's something that you have to think about, right? You've got a home, if you're a senior or approaching the seniorhood years, right? If you've got a home, you're 60 years old, and you've got a boatload of equity in your real estate. Think about this. The stock market is down significantly from where it was a month ago. Then should that matter to you? Right? Obviously it hurts, right? Which we were at 29,000, now we're at 21,000. So that's a significant drop. But it only matters if you're selling. Right? If you're not selling stock and you own long stock, it does not matter. It probably might, and it could be, beneficial to you. I'm not going to tell you to go buy stock today, but I am going to tell you that if you like Apple stock, if you like the company Apple, the $320 a share a few weeks ago, wouldn't you like it better at $251? If you like ribeye steak at $30 a pound, wouldn't you like it better at $20 a pound? Right? If you like Netflix, I don't even know where Netflix was, but it was significantly higher. Right? If you like Netflix a month ago at $380 a share, do you like it better at $309 a share? If you like Tesla, if you got to have a strong stomach if you like Tesla, but if you like Tesla at $980 a share, do you like it better at $552 a share? Not if you owned it, but here's the issue. Jay was talking about this. That's where I'm heading with this. Got a lot of equity. If you're a senior, You don't even have to make a mortgage payment if you call Jay Kaplan and talk about doing a reverse mortgage.
Right, but you always can.
You could make that payment, so here's the issue.
Just get one of these and put it on the shelf. That's all. When things get bad, you've got it.
Right.
No matter how good things seem to be.
But here's the issue, Jay. If you didn't listen to us and you didn't follow the strategy I've been sharing for years, and many others have as well, if not unique to me, having 12 or 24 months worth of liquidity on the sidelines, you get that reverse mortgage from Jay. And I know people come up with all kinds of hogwash about why they should not do a reverse mortgage. It's hogwash. You just don't understand it. That's why you're saying about not getting it. I would say 99% of the people understand about the five myths. They think all those myths are truths. And we're not going to talk about that today, Jay, but what I want to talk is strategy. If I have a $500,000 house that's paid off, I can get a reverse mortgage for $250,000, almost every month.
Probably more than that, depending on how old you are.
Let's just use, because I want to get a lot of information here. So the answer is we can get $250,000, maybe more.
Remember, that doesn't have to be cash.
Right.
And it shouldn't be unless you need it for something or have it used for it.
How much of that cash could I get on day one?
About 60%.
60% of the $250,000.
Okay,
so I'm a simple guy. I'm going to say $125,000. So with that $125,000, you should be able to reduce your expenditures from your 401k or your IRA or something else by that same amount of money, right?
Right.
So you're taking money that was getting a zero rate of return. I get it. You're now going to pay interest on that because it's going to have some level of interest.
Opportunity cost.
Right? That's the cost of that. But you're not selling your Tesla stock that's cut in half.
Exactly.
You have an ability to wait for that Tesla stock to go back up to some point. I don't know where it's going to go to, but it's at $553 right now. It's going to go up to something. Maybe it's $600, maybe it's $700, maybe it's $800. I don't know. If you own it, you take advantage of that increase. If you don't own it, it's just something you have to talk about, right? You're not getting any advantage to it.
Right.
But you still have to eat, right? You still have to pay your car insurance, your gas prices, even though they're a little lower today than they were, right? So you've got that $125,000. You're not going to go on a cruise because they shut down all the cruise lines, right?
Right.
But you can live off of that $125,000 that we just took, and you still have the rest of that money available. You don't lose
right.
the rest
yeah.
of it.
No. No.
Right? So you can live off that $125,000. Again, this is called strategy. Right? Strategy beats right every time. So you can live off of this money, and you can go on a vacation if you want to. You can go out to eat if you want to. You can do whatever you want. You pay your electric bill, your gas bill, your cable bill, your Netflix bill, right? All of these things, these are where your living expenses are coming from. $10,000 a month. What's the tax on that, Jay?
Zero.
Okay, so you got no tax liability to worry about. Now, I know if you go and sell that Tesla stock and you bought it high and you're selling it low, there's no tax there. But if you bought it low and you're selling it even today at the pricing, right, if you bought Microsoft stock at
right,
50,
right. If you bought it going way back, when,
right?
Yeah,
it went up to 185. Now it's down to 150. You've got a tax liability if you sell it, so you can eat, right? And you got to eat. Right, 143 right now on Microsoft stock. Ouch, right? But the 125, there's no taxes on that.
Correct.
Right, so we don't have to worry about that part of it. This is all strategy.
No taxes ever. It's not like it's deferred.
Right.
It's never.
Now, let's think about this, Jay. Would I be safe at saying, and I'm using a high number, that I could get that reverse mortgage at 5%?
It's a heck of a deal. It's pretty much the same kind of numbers you were talking about earlier.
Okay. Look, I'm a simple guy, Jay. I'm going to say
it's
going to be less than 5%.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know what part of the country you live in. But almost any part of the country, your taxes are going to be more than 5% if you sell stock that you had a gain on. Your capital gains is more than 5%, right? So here you're taking that money out. I mean, you're not taking it all out at one time. You don't have to take that $125 at one time.
No, it's
I'm going to take 10%. I'm going to take $10,000 this month, and I'll draw another $10,000 next month.
You can skip a month. You can skip 6 months.
Right. So think about some of these different opportunities. These are all strategies that you can use
Flexibility.
There you go. And I'm not very flexible, but when it comes to money, that's a different issue. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. We're going to talk more strategy with Jay Kaplan. I'm not going to even do a Your Credit Matters segment today. My show, I can change the schedule. Producers don't like that, but that's a different story. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
Now, on the Facebook feed and things like that, can they still hear us? Just curious.
Yeah. No, right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
No, your mic is muted. My mic.
I mean, I don't know that there's anything wrong with talking about that system. What he wants to do is, and I'm just going to use round numbers. It's maybe a high number, but he wants to set up like a Tupperware or his mother put him through school selling, that soap stuff, whatever it is.
Or
yeah, that kind of thing. Made lots and lots of money. Okay. So, and together we've been going to these World Financial Group things to learn about how they do it.
Yeah.
And believe me, they put very little emphasis on the product they're selling. The only product they are really selling is, in their words, entrepreneurship. It works. Okay? So, he wants to... One of the people he called was in Fresno. Let me just do it this way. She couldn't get the loan, but he introduced her to this scheme. I hate to call it scheme, but, if she finds us a lead, qualified lead, they have to answer like 4 questions. None of which we have a license for. She gets $1,000. Okay? It doesn't matter whether it closes or not. Just are they qualified and are they interested? If she goes, she's got a bridge club. We already have a loan from one of her bridge club people. Okay? So she gets the $1,000. I think he paid her $500. Whatever it is. Let's just... Now, if that bridge club, anybody in that bridge club wants to join her Tupperware party, and that person gives us a lead, that person gets like $725 and she gets $25 and down several different things. And setting up this one guy that teaches at UCI, he teaches entrepreneurship and strategy. That's his thing. Morris is his name. Anyway, from Wall Street. I've had lunch with him several times. He's got a TED Talk even, which I haven't done yet. And so he's part of this. And
see that one. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today is going to be delayed until next broadcast. But still, if you have some issues or questions about credit, your credit is creditsanitizer.com is our site for that. That's got the solution. That will link you right over to our friend Jeff Sipes, Blue Water Credit. He is our provider there, works with us, helps our friends, family, coworkers with their credit issues. Jeff Sipes does a great team, right? Great job. Easy for me to say. You think this has been a long week or something, right? Also, don't forget about the college financing solutions that we have for you, right? If you've got kids, grandkids going to college, I'm going to almost, I tell everybody that I've never seen a credit report that's been done correctly. I can tell you I've yet to see financial aid forms, the FAFSA form and the CSS profile, that could not be done better. You might have got them accepted. You might have got them to the point where you can get some funding. There's probably more funding available that you haven't been able to get to. Give us a call, 800-306-1990. We'll talk to you about that as well. More services from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. Trying to help on the debt side of your household balance sheet. We don't deal with the asset side. There are other people that do that. They do a great job. If you want some help with that, give me a call, 800-306-1990. We will give you, put you in touch with the right folks. We're talking strategy today. Jay Kaplan is in the house. I bring Jay in here. He helps us out with the reverse mortgage side of what we're doing. He's got more gray hair. Actually, has more hair than I have. You know, one of the things that seniors like is they like to deal with other seniors. And I am a big, big proponent of, you know, getting the right people for the right things. Jay does a great job of explaining the reverse mortgage, getting rid of the myths of the reverse mortgage. And I'm going to tell you this, and I don't look like Tom Selleck, although I have a mustache, right? You can trust him. I do. I think you can trust him also, right? Isn't that Tom Selleck,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Right? And the issue is that there's a lot of, unfortunately, the most common group of people that get scammed are seniors. And it makes my blood boil when I hear some of the different scams that come out towards seniors. It just, nothing in the world makes me more upset than listening to when, you know, my mom, may she rest in peace, she gets these calls. I've got friends that are seniors. They'll get these different calls from the scammers, right? And I know that there's some coronavirus scams going on right now, right? All of these things that are out there. Well, the reverse mortgage had a bad name in the 80s. The people that understand it now, Jay, they don't think they may or may not be right for them.
Right.
But the product is not a bad product. It's not a scam.
I think that if it were not limited to 60, because there is a program now when you 60 instead of 62, if it were not limited to that, everybody would want one. Everybody would be the most popular loan on the planet, and it is in a lot of places, because it's just the same as anything else. You pay it down every month if you want to, just like any other loan, but so much more flexibility. A problem comes up, you can skip a payment, you can skip a year or two. If you're older, you skip it altogether. And if you have that line of credit for times like this, and you have been living off your retirement account, you can save that retirement account.
Then it's a great, that to me, that's a great strategy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, your retirement account, if you had it in a 401k, you know, bonds are up a little bit, but the, you know, the other items are down.
Yeah, usually most people's portfolios, like, you know, my portfolio is full of pictures, but nothing else.
Right. Your portfolio is all record albums, vinyl albums.
Oh, that's true. But most portfolios are a majority of stock, too, or equity, too, to bonds.
Sure. But and it shouldn't be that way if you're a senior. You should, and I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not giving you advice. But when you're a senior, you should have more bonds than stocks. You should have more fixed income, right? You want to have more of the fixed income items just because, you know, by definition, From a actuarial standpoint, somebody who's 70 years old doesn't have as many years left as somebody who's 30 years old. Just actuarially, right? I mean, for the most part, that's the way it works. Right, so here's the issue is you want to keep as much money as you can. Now, I'm going to suggest to you that you might even want to talk to your financial advisor if you could take $125,000 and step that into the market, into something safe and secure.
I mean,
we can't
rates,
tell you to do that. FINRA doesn't like that.
But at these mortgage rates, you know, it's pretty, you can almost, well, I don't want to say almost guaranteed, but you have to talk to Ron, and he'll set you up with the right person.
Yeah, you gotta just look at things in, from a holistic standpoint.
Yeah, but you gotta, you know, make sure it's also liquid to
become
at least semi-liquid.
Right, and so Jay, how long would it take me if I, under most circumstances, to get set up with this reverse mortgage? You know, the market dropped today. I don't want to take money out today.
30 days.
Huge.
I mean, except that it's so busy right now, I would, if you were
I mean,
my
other
client,
people are taking advantage of this market?
If you were my client, I would say 45 days and hope for
this. Okay. So you're saying that other people are doing this right now? It's not something brand new that I'm coming up with.
Zillions of people are doing it right now.
Right? I mean, just because it makes sense. Right? Think about this. If you want more information on it, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with my friend Jake Kaplan here. He is more than willing, sometimes even able, to help everybody. Right? He'll get a hold of you. We'll get the process started.
Education first.
Exactly. We'll get the then that's where the whole process starts. I mean, this is not a get rich quick. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. We want you to understand the entire program, the entire process. So give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Jay. We'll get an appointment set. You can do it either on a Zoom phone call. We can do it in person. Depending upon where you're at, obviously, the quicker we can help you get to meet your goals. Oh, it's not about Jay and me, right? Jay's got more money than he knows what to do with. I'm trying to catch up to him.
Those days are gone.
Right? But the idea is it's all about you.
But, you know, I'm keeping busy, and that's what's important.
Exactly. It's all about you. That's what we want to help. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you. You're spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.